For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. In women's hockey at the Olympics, the stage is set for a U.S. versus Canada gold medal showdown. The Americans advanced after blanking Sweden.
It's magical. I mean, these are the moments you dream of as being a little kid. You know, everything on the line, the big moments, and to be able to do it with this room and this type of people is just so much fun. So really looking forward to the opportunity.
That's Hillary Knight. The Americans will face a Canadian team that doubled up the Swiss 2-1. The gold medal game is Thursday. The Gopher men are on the floor tonight in Oregon. That's where they'll face the Ducks.
No matter how they start, they usually find a way to become the best version of themselves by the end of the year. And unfortunately, maybe for the Gophers tonight, I look at them now and it's like, okay, they've got Nate Biddle back. They've really looked better here the last couple weeks. A lot of it's having a great player back too. But Dana's a terrific coach. He's going to keep this team going.
That's Nico Medved. It's a 9:30 tip tonight. In Eugene, Oregon, the Gophers started their brief two-game road trip in Seattle on Saturday. They fell to Washington 69-57. Congrats to the Gopher women. This week, they're ranked in the top 25 for the first time, coming in at number 23. They'll host Ohio State tomorrow night at 7. And don't look now, but spring training is officially underway for the Minnesota Twins. The first full team workout was yesterday in Fort Myers.
Yeah, it was great. We had a great crowd. There was good energy, you know. Having the full group here, being able to get with them this morning, I think was really important. And I was really happy with how the day went. It went functionally really well. We got a ton of work in, and I'm excited to be back on the field.
New Twins manager Derek Shelton. Pablo Lopez was pulled early in his first live throwing action with elbow soreness. Shelton says the Twins will keep an eye on him. Lopez, of course, has started the last three openers for Minnesota. That's it for now. With MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas.